In this week's parasha, Parshas Va'eschanan, Moshe Rabbeinu goes through the Aseret HaDibros once again with the Bnei Yisrael. The Aseret HaDibros were given to Am Yisrael a few weeks, of course, after they left Egypt at the foothills of Har Sinai, that is recorded for us back in Sefer Shmos, Parshas Yisro, Perek Chaf. And now, before his demise, Moshe Rabbeinu in Sefer Devarim, the Mishnah Torah, is reviewing the major events and reminding the people, exhorting them to go in the ways of Torah. And he goes through the Aseret HaDibros again. So we are going to talk here about the 10th Dibra. In Parshas Yisro, the Pasuk says, Lo Sachmud Beis Re'echa, Lo Sachmud Eshes Re'echa, V'avdova, Meso, V'shara, V'chamro, V'chol Esher, the Re'echa. In Parshas Yisro, Perek Chaf of Shemos Pasuk Gedala, the Torah tells us, You shall not covet the house of your friend, you shall not covet or desire the wife of your friend, and his servant, his maidservant, his ox, his donkey, and anything that your friend has. Lo Tachmot. However, in Parshas Va'eschanan, Moshe Rabbeinu, this week's Parsha, when he gives the Aseret HaDibros, repeats or reminds us of the Aseret HaDibros, Va'eschanan Perek Hei, Pasuk Gidches, Ve'lo Tachmot Eshas Re'echa, you shall not covet the wife of your friend, Ve'lo Titave Beit Re'echa, you shall not desire the house of your friend Sadeu, his fields, Va'avado, Va'amaso, Shuro, V'chamro, V'chol Aseret Re'echa. You shall not covet or desire his house or his fields or his manservant, his maidservant, his ox and donkey, and everything that your friend has. So we see here that the Torah demands feeling. Not only does the Torah demand action, chovas ha'evarim, but the Torah demands feeling, chovas ha'levavos. And we are commanded lo tachmod, not to covet, and lo titaveh, not to desire. I want to quote from Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, the Rav. The Rav says as follows, there is a discipline which the Av Zakein, the elderly father, must teach the young child. What must the Av Zakein, the previous generation, Sha'alavicha v'yegadcha zakeinecha v'yomudach, what must the Av Zakein teach the young child? Namely, a disciplined inner life. The Torah is not interested only in human physical action, says Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, be it on an individual physiological level, such as eating, or be it on the social level, such as manufacturing or selling goods. So the Rav says, what is the Torah interested in? The Torah is interested in a disciplined inner life, and this is what the Av Zakein must teach the young child. This is what the fathers must teach the children. The Rebbe must teach the Talmud. The grandparent must give over to the grandchild. The Torah, first of all, is interested in human physical actions. It's interested in physiological actions of human beings, such as eating. So there are many halachos that dictate what we can eat, where we can eat, how we could eat, bracha rishona, bracha achrona. Furthermore, there are social mitzvos. There are mitzvos on the social level that dictate the selling and the manufacturing of goods. So you can't charge interest. You can't take interest. You cannot cheat your fellow. You can't put a stumbling block, which is not to give bad advice. So certainly we see that the Torah is interested in human physical actions, from eating, from using the facilities, from relations between a husband and wife. There are all kinds of halachos that dictate all of these areas, but there are also halachos that dictate the manufacturing and selling of goods. However, says the Rav, the Torah is not only interested in human physical actions, which we can call chovos ha'evarim, obligations of the limbs. The Torah is also interested in the inner activity of the Jew. The Torah is also interested in the emotional life of the Jew. We believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu not only knows all the actions of man, but also v'chol machshavoseim, all of our thoughts, as we say in the Yud Gimel Ikare Emunah. He knows kol maase b'nei adam v'chol machshavoseim v'yotzer yachad libam ha'mevin es kol maase. God knows our actions and he knows our thoughts. And so the Torah is interested in the inner activity of the Jew, in his emotional life. Quote, the Torah knows very well that some emotions that a person experiences, such as hate and envy, are disjunctive. The Torah requires the person to disown such emotions. The Torah requires us to reject them, to drive them out of one's personality. If an emotion is destructive, then man is capable of rejecting it. So we might think, how could the Torah demand emotion of me? It's one thing to tell me, I don't know, eat a requirement of matzah. Listen to the shofar. Hear the Megillah. Light the Hanukkah candles. Those are relatively easy mitzvot that require chovat ha'evarim, but chovas ha'levavos, obligation of the heart, subjecting my mind and my thought to the Ribono Shalom, to Avod Hashem. And yet, the Torah is well aware that some of our emotions, such as, says the Rav, hate, sinah, and envy, kinah. These are harmful, dangerous emotions. We see from Yosef and his brothers in Perek Lamed Zayin that the brothers felt both hate and kinvi, hate and kinah towards Yosef. They are jealous of him, for his dreams, for his words. They're jealous of the Ksonis Pasim. They are jealous and they hate him. They hate him so much they can't speak to him in peace. And the Torah says the Rav requires the person to disown such emotions. If a person finds themselves as a master of these midos ra'os, we must disown ourselves from them. We must reject them and drive them out of his personality. Says the Rav, if an emotion is destructive, then man is capable of rejecting it. And it's compelling that we read Parshas Va'eschanan every year on Shabbos Nachamu, because Devarim must always fall Erev Tisha B'Av, and so Va'eschanan always falls after Tisha B'Av, which is what we call Shabbos Nachamu, the Shabbos of comfort. It is these negative emotions, such as hate and envy, lo tit aveh, lo tachmod, which drive a wedge between members of Klal Yisrael. It is what causes sinas chinam that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. When we come to Parshas Va'eschanan and Shabbos Nachamu, if we really want to rectify and repair what we just mourned for, if we really want to get out of this terrible galus, we must remove the level of tachmod and the level of tit'aveh, the level of kina, from within who we are for what another Jew has. You know, we see people have a lot of things. The Pasuk says, your friend has a base re'acha, he might have a nicer house than you. Your friend has an ashes re'acha. Perhaps you think, chas v'sham, his wife is prettier than your wife. And then you look at his servants and you think he has a housekeeper 3 days a week. He has a housekeeper every weekend and I don't have any help. And you might look at his ox and his donkey. He has 3 cars and I have no way to get anywhere. And yet the Torah says, lo tachmod, we are commanded to uproot this difficult and destructive, poisonous feeling from within ourselves. Furthermore, in Va'eschanan, Moshe adds, lo tit'aveh, taiva, such a strong physical desire. You see his fields, you see his servants, you see his mode of transportation. And yet, says the Rav, if a negative emotion exists within us, then man must be capable of rejecting it. Continues Rabbi Soloveitchik, let me give you a personal example. I was very envious as a child. I was envious of my friends because they did not consider me a bright child. Imagine, the Rav speaks often about his cheder melamed in Koslovich, and the Rav says, when I was a young child, my friends did not consider me a bright child. This impression was created because I was intellectually honest. If I did not comprehend a topic when I was young, I would declare I did not comprehend a topic if I did not truly understand it. And I was very envious, says the Rav, of another child in Cheder, because he was reputed to know hundreds of pages of Talmud by heart. I remember my father, his father of Moshe Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who was a Rav in Koslovich and Wairacha, and then he was brought over to New York to Yeshiva College, a precursor to Yeshiva University. Says the Rav, I remember my father, Rav Moshe, he called me in once and he told me, envy is a mida meguna. Rav Yasha Ber, envy is a mida meguna, a deplorable, despicable trait. It is a bad trait. It is, quote, an emotional enemy. So even though the Rav says honestly about himself, because he is intellectually honest, I was declared not bright as a child. If I didn't understand something, I would say I did not understand that. I was very envious. And I was envious of another child, a friend in Cheder, who knew hundreds of pages of Talmud by heart. And yet my father called me in and he told me, Rav Yasha Ber, who was not Rav Yasha Ber at the time, is a mida meguna, lo tachmod, lo titaveh, a deplorable trait, a bad trait, an emotional enemy. Quote, says the Rav, these emotions have been forbidden by the Torah. Lo tachmod, you shall not covet. And he quotes from Parshas Yisro. And lo titaveh, you shall not desire, quoting from Parshas Va'eschanan. And so, says the Rav, quote, I began to train myself to overcome my envy, and I succeeded. Now, says Rabbi Soloveitchik, there's no envy in my heart. On the contrary, I rejoice in the success of my fellow man. The Torah demanded of man to integrate into his personality constructive, cathartic emotions. We must learn to have sympathy for one another. We must learn to feel love for one another. We must learn to have gratitude when someone does something beneficial to us. One has the freedom, says the Rav, not only to control his physical acts, but also to control his emotional life. I think personally, it's one of the hardest aspects for me of Avodas Hashem. I find that Choves Ha'Evarim is much easier than Choves HaLevavos. When we feel a negative emotion, a negative reaction, a negative feeling within ourselves, it takes tremendous Gibore Koach takes tremendous courage and heroism to uproot that negativity from within ourselves. And yet the Rav says if an emotion is destructive, man must be capable of rejecting it. And he says about himself, if lo tachmod, you shall not covet, and lo titave, you shall not desire, are commanded to us by the Torah. Then I began to train myself. I overcame my envy and I succeeded. I rejoice in the success of my fellow man. One has the freedom not only to control his physical actions, but also to control his emotional life. Halavai, the Ribbono Shel Olam should help us. And so the 10th Dibra, as it is recorded in Parshas Va'aschanan, V'lo tachmod eshet re'acha, V'lo tit'ave beit re'acha, Sadeu v'avado v'amato, V'sharo v'chamaro, V'chol asher l're'acha. I thank you for learning with me. I wish you a wonderful day. And Be'ezrat Hashem, Shabbat Shalom. Kol Tov, and thank you to all.